The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus instructed the 12 as follows. The disciple is not superior to his teacher, nor the slave to his master. It is enough for the disciple that he should grow to be like his teacher, and the slave like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, what will they not say of his household? Do not be afraid of them, therefore, for everything that is now covered will be uncovered, and everything now hidden will be made clear. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the daylight. What you hear in whispers, proclaim from the housetops. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Fear him rather who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Can you not buy two sparrows for a penny, and yet not one falls to the ground without your Father knowing? Why, every hair on your head has been counted. So there is no need to be afraid. You are worth more than hundreds of sparrows. So if anyone declares himself for me in the presence of men, I will declare myself for him in the presence of my Father in heaven. But the one who disowns me in the presence of men, I will disown in the presence of my Father in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. We have here in this morning's gospel reading a number of sayings of Jesus, particularly about the end times, the end of our lives, and with a reference to, well, what is important about our lives and how we should live our lives. And there's one particular saying here that Jesus gives that really struck me, because it's a beautiful image. It's a beautiful image. Let me repeat it. Can you not buy two sparrows for a penny, and yet not one falls to the ground without your Father knowing? Why, every hair on your head has been counted. So there is no need to be afraid. You are worth more than hundreds of sparrows. That to me is a very consoling image of how much God loves us, of how much he loves each and every one of us. And we should take that to heart, particularly if we are fearful about how we've lived our lives, how we've sinned, how we've fallen, and get it wrong time and time and time again. Because that's our nature, that's our weakened human nature as a result of original sin. We are prone to take detours from the path of the Lord. But let us not be discouraged from that.